felt great, you know, wearing the G in the helmet. You know, great practice today. It was nice getting back to fundamentals and just playing football again. So for a lot of us, it's been, you know, 2 or 3 months since we started playing. So it's been nice just to go out there and play football.
Is getting that first practice under your belt to kind of calm the nerves a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. It's a different system, so I think learning that and just getting the reps out there is very important. So it's nice to have that first practice, you know, over with and on to the next one.
Have you had that welcome to the NFL, welcome to Green Bay Packers moment yet?
Not yet. You know, today was just the helmets and cleats, so I think once the pads go on, I'm sure that will come.
How special is it to keep the number 94?
It was great. I mean, I'm not too much of a number guy or, you know, having to have a certain number, but wearing that same number in college, I think, is pretty cool for the fans that have followed me in college and throughout my career to continue to wear that number.
Anything surprise you today, dude?
You know, it's pretty quick. You know, I think the drills move very fast, and just it was up tempo and very energetic. So, just a overall great practice.
Mike McCarthy said Ted Thompson and Mark Murphy came in last night. Talked a little bit about the expectations. What did you get about that message from those guys?
Yeah, I mean, Green Bay is a special place. I mean, it has a lot of tradition here, so I think it's really important for the guys and the rookies to realize that and to really take pride in being a Packer.
Is Dom Capers' playbook, I mean, have you even seen it yet? We hear it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 3-4 defense, so, but it's a lot of it's like sub-packages and stuff like that. But today was pretty simple, just the basic stuff, so it wasn't too bad today.
So did they give you the training?
Yeah, I was mostly 5-tech today and a little bit of 3-tech and pass rush, so I feel comfortable doing that. I played 5-tech in college a lot, just in more of a 4-3 defense. So I felt great today, so I just got to, you know, keep improving at it.
What do you feel was the biggest difference? Because Mike talked a little bit about the speed and the biggest difference. What did you kind of, you know, first day, but what did you notice the difference?
The speed of the game, you know, it's the NFL now, so I think everything moves faster and everybody knows their assignment, you know, at the highest level. So just picking up on that, picking up on the new keys of the NFL. So I think a lot of teams run things differently schematically, you know, wise. So I think a lot more pro-style offense you got to be ready for.
Have you seen the man who's at Julius Peppers back there yet? Or?
What's the first question going to be to them?
Well, you know, I've seen their lockers, you know, Matthews and Peppers, you know, pretty close to mine. So that's a pretty humbling thing to have those, you know, those future Hall of Famers, you know, right next to you. So I just want to come in here and learn from them. You know, they're, you know, Pro Bowlers for a reason. So, and that's their work ethic and their preparation. So just got to learn from them.
What's your first question to them?
Some pass rush moves. I want to learn some pass rush moves from Julius Peppers and Clay Matthews.
Dean, what is your best move? Is it the rip, the swim, spin?
Today I was working on the swim moves. I think I'm a taller guy, so I think to try and get over the guards, the tackles with the swim move. So I've been working on that and the spin move as well. So,
Dean, I heard that as an Illinois kid, you had to buy some Packers gear to be ready for this.
You know, I think growing up I was more of a Bears fan. I wasn't a huge Bears fan, but I've always admired the Packers and just the way those guys play. But, you know, we're all green and gold now. And I was green and gold in high school, so we have quite a few green and gold as well. So,
just for some of the latecomers, your general excitement about being here to play for the Packers?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, Green Bay is a special place. I mean, it's all football here. I think that's what the guys love about this city and this area. The Packers mean a lot to the community, and you can see it just by talking with the fans.
Have you had a wow moment yet? When did it really sink in?
Just, you know, driving by Lambeau Field and the tradition that Lambeau has and all the great players that have played here, you know, Brett Favre, and even Bart Starr, you know, going back to the old time. So it's just it's a special place, and you want to just give your all to the organization and to the state of Wisconsin.
Dean, we hear a lot of support.
Have you actually signed your deal yet?
I did. I signed last night, yeah.
Have you ever been to Green Bay before?
I have not, no. So first time in Green Bay. I've been to Wisconsin quite a few times, living close to the border, but first time to Green Bay.
So what did the coaches ask you to do today in practice? What do you expect of yourself this first couple of practices?
Today I was more of a 5-tech in the 3-4 packages, so I think I can do a lot of different things. I can play, you know, 5-tech, 3-tech, and even a little bit of linebacker, to be honest. So I think, you know, it worked out well today, and I just want to pick up on the whole defense.
Coach, find this in orientation, what's going to take the most to get used to here?
Maybe just the preparation. I think it's the NFL now, so you got to prepare for every team, and just every team runs a different scheme. So really watching film and just learning the new keys of the NFL and how teams run.